This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, December 15th, 2014. I'm Marc Belanger. Despite extending their meeting by 2 days, delegates attending a global climate change conference in Lima, Peru, came up with a weak agreement which some labor observers described as useless. Representatives of 190 governments agreed to a deal which stripped out a formal process to review the commitments countries make. The conference, originally scheduled to end Friday, December 12th, finished 2 days later on Sunday with a watered-down deal many saw as just a way of getting through the conference. Protests at the lack of action and justice for workers and developing nations were held throughout the conference. Here is one of the protesters.
We are standing in solidarity with all those people who are most impacted by climate change. And that was our action about what we currently see is injustice. So we were calling for justice, and we can't agree to a deal if there's no justice.
The international labor movement is decrying the lack of action at the Lima conference, emphasizing that there is no time to waste. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national labor centrals at the world level.
People, our communities, our jobs, they were simply not on the agenda as governments backed off from previously weak commitments. For unions, employment and decent work is core business, and climate change is not employment friendly. We're simply out of time. It's frightening. 15 years to broad spectrum impact. 15 years. And indeed, industrial transformation, not even on the agenda, is so urgent when you consider that we've got to stabilise the world at 44 gigatons of carbon emissions. It's 59 gigatons on a business as usual scenario to 2020. You can do the maths. We can see the impact now. Changes in seasons and threats to agricultural production are impoverishing marginal communities, and increased food costs and health risks are absolutely significant. That's in addition, as I said, to the devastation of increasing catastrophes. This is frightening stuff. It can't be stressed enough that the need to act is urgent. It's perhaps not surprising that when we know to keep the temperature rise to around 2 degrees, as I said, you have to stabilise that level at those gigatons, that we're seeing corporations throw billions of dollars lobbying against ambitious agreements. If current trajectories are locked in, then plans on the drawing board for 1,200 new coal-fired power plants around the world, we just see the gap widen. If we delay action, the costs increase. For example, in Africa, this figure just strikes me, 1% of GDP invested now in mitigation is required. If you don't address it within 20 years, the cost will rise to 4%, but no action will see a loss of 7% of Africa's GDP. That's just a frightening scenario. So why are governments stalling on an ambitious global agreement? Why are corporations not negotiating with us about systemic restructuring in terms of industrial transformation? Why are our pension funds, $30 trillion invested in the global economy, why do they have less than 2% of portfolio invested in green economy technology and services? We want the jobs of the future to be created now. We want to see investing in green infrastructure, renewable energies, public transport, building retrofits, biomanufacturing, sustainable agriculture. There are lots of traditional sectors. Germany's shift, not because of climate, but from nuclear energy, has created an investment base that's generated 400,000 new jobs in renewable energies and their supply chains. So the opportunities are there. But the measures for transforming all economic sectors, for providing workers with an alternative, for good quality jobs and supporting communities must be taken now. Climate change threatens everything the labour movement stands for: fairness, social justice, decent work.